Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ola, it's Miles. How about this? Maybe you'd like to hear more of The Men's Room.
I know, you can't get enough of us. Subscribe to the greatest story never told on radio.com.
This is The Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get your account down. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hitworms, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ready for consultants or standing by, take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a married couple in Texas is the world's oldest couple. He's 106 and she's 105.
I want a sex tape, Mike.
Ah, damn.
It looked like two strips of uncooked bacon bouncing up and down.
Okay. Blue velvet.
Here's a question. How many years do you guys think that they've been married? You hear about it a lot. Sometimes there's a lot of older couples that kind of get married.
I'm going to say, you said he's 106, she's 105.
Correct.
I'm going to say 85 years.
I'm going to say they've been married 5 years.
5 years, Ted?
I don't know. Everybody they knew died. They're the last two around. They get married.
They are celebrating their 80th anniversary.
All damn, right.
Wow. Damn.
80 years. That's 80 impressive.
Years.
And they can't believe it.
Knew it all the way back in school, and there it was.
That is something.
Amazon has pulled a shirt someone was selling for girls that said, quote, oh, heavens, daddy's little slut on it.
Yeah, I saw
why?
That. Yeah, listen, I saw this earlier today, and I'm like, I'm sure people are just overreacting because that's what we do. I'm sure it's for a fully grown woman. No, that is a model of like an 8-year-old girl with a shirt that says daddy's little slut. Now, here's my thing with this. They're upset because they say, hey, man, this is clothing for kids. The kids have nothing to do with this. Most 8-year-old kids I know don't have their own income, so that would tell me an adult bought it for. The problem does not lie with the children at this point. This is an adult decides, hey, you know what I'm going to get my daughter? A daddy's little slut shirt. As a father with a daughter, I can tell you that is absolutely the last. Even if she ends up being the biggest hula in the world, I don't want to know about it. Don't wear a shirt to tell me, baby. That's all.
A man in England proposed to his girlfriend by getting a tattoo that said, quote, will you marry me? And then check boxes for yes and no.
Tell me she got a tattoo that said no.
Did she get to ink in which was her answer?
Right? That's what I wanted. I wanted her to, you know, make it a surprise. We go to the tattoo parlor, give me the gun, and I'll just write my check mark or make a box that says maybe and then check it.
Hey, guys, look, as a man who has a lot of tattoos on his body, this is no longer the end of World War II. It's just a tattoo studio. It is not a parlor. You guys still make it sound like, man, we got gambling in the bag. A tattoo parlor. They're just tattoo studios, man. It's a normal business like anything else.
So they're not running drugs out the back?
Yeah. Used to be Miles would always say it.
Yep.
Tattoo parlor. I'm like, damn it, man. And I'm hearing you, Mike. You're killing me.
The speakeasy.
Yeah, see? That's
yeah.
When the holes come out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I guess I'm in.
You're not a cop. That is
no slut will be there.
That is no slut. Get the shirt before the tattoo.
I think it's more appropriate to get that as a tattoo than to buy that shirt.
It'll be located just above your butt.
She picked yes, by the way.
Oh, that's too bad.
A man in Ohio has a rare disorder where he acts out his dreams in his sleep. Is that much different than sleepwalking? Because well, I'm trying to figure out what this means that he's acting it out. Okay, if I'm fighting a dragon in my sleep, then my arms are flailing around as I'm fighting this dragon.
That is correct.
Okay, sleepwalking, isn't that kind of similar? You're dreaming of walking somewhere, or do you just happen to walk?
I've kind of done it in a drunken state. Miles, I know you sleepwalk, but Miles eats peanut butter. And so the problem only becomes his own. It's not. My uncle sleepwalked once when I was a kid, and he was staying in my older brother's room. My older brother was staying with me in my room. And in the middle of the night, we hear this crash, and in my brother's room, the entire shelf, and back then, just a lot of stereo system, all this stuff's on the ground, it's on the floor, it's all broken. My uncle feels bad, and according to him, yes, he was sleepwalking, but in his dream, someone had broken into the house, and he was strangling them. What he was choking was my brother's shelf. So as he acted out the dream where he threw this guy to the ground, all they did was break off my brother's vinyl.
Oh.
Right. So, Brett, there's a difference between finding Miles eating your Jif peanut butter and someone destroying your home.
Mike, I woke up in my front yard in my underwear, and I was sitting in the yard, Indian style, with my legs crossed. And it started raining, and that's what woke me up. That's the only thing that woke me up. I was literally sitting down asleep, which I cannot do in any other circumstance. Right. I can't sleep on a plane. I can't sleep in a lounge chair. You know what I mean? It's amazing.
Here's a weird neighbor sitting out front in his underwear again.
And you were eating the peanut butter?
No. It's just one thing at a time. I probably went back inside and got some.
I called the cops at that point. Like, you're sitting in the yard naked. I'll let it go. You're sitting in your yard eating peanut butter. I just don't feel okay.
That does make it much creepier.
It really does. Peanut butter, not just for sandwiches.
An original, the original Marlboro man has passed away at the age of 90.
He lived to be 90 because he didn't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't.
His backup Marlboro man did and died of lung cancer.
Mm-hmm. He said it only took him 14 years to have a conscience and quit. But at that point in time, you have to understand that
doctors recommended it.
Yeah, it wasn't something that had the taboo on it because they didn't know.
I think they
had a pretty good idea, but they weren't safe.
A city in Colorado has dropped the charges against a woman who was arrested for playing Frisbee topless in her yard.
I thought in Colorado you were allowed to go topless now.
I'm guessing that's why they're dropping the charges.
Okay.
But she was in her own yard.
Right.
Who calls the cops on that?
Depends. They'll pay her $50,000.
The wife of the neighbor.
I mean, I hate to be a stereotypical
the wife
guy
of the
here.
One that she was playing Frisbee
that's
with.
Exactly. I'll play Frisbee, yeah, sure. But third here, man. All right.
Typically, Frisbee players are a skinny, younger bunch, aren't they?
That is why I believe that it's the wife, like Mike said, of the guy playing Frisbee.
All right. Yeah, I mean, her whole defense is just like, look, it was hot out.
It's hot out of my house. I mean, look, a dude can go top. Like, I don't personally care. Like, it's hot. I'll take off my shirt if I'm hot.
I think everybody should wear their shirts outside.
Everyone should wear their shirts outside?
Yeah. You know, I go the other direction. Guys, put your shirts on. Mm-hmm. I want to see that.
You just go pantsless.
I mean, shirtless. I'm a shirtless guy when I'm swimming and stuff, if I'm by water, but I'm not just going to be shirtless guy in a city park.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would not be that guy. But if she is, I'm cool.
A Burger King franchise company programmed a Whopper deal wrong earlier this year and wound up costing the company $8.3 million.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. How does this work?
From what I understand, and if I remember hearing something about this, and I didn't work on it all that much. That's why I don't have all the info. But if I recall, they said you could get a Whopper for like a dollar or like 1 cent or something like that.
All right.
Or two Whoppers for a dollar. There was some promotional deal that I think there was a typo or the system registered it wrong. And so it completely screwed them out of all this money. They were absolutely losing all kinds of money on the Whopper.
Losing money on the Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to lose money on that Whopper.
That sounds like a euphemism.
They're selling it for as long as they've been around.
It says you shouldn't yell at your dog. It can have long-term negative effect on their mental state.
Maybe he should stop doing that thing he keeps doing.
Thank you.
Don't poop on the carpet.
Dogs know every single thing about you based on your mannerisms.
They know.
They know everything. They know when they're in trouble. They know when you're raising your voice. They know when you're sick. They know when you're feeling well. Like anything else, they're pack animals. Mm-hmm. They work together, so you're part of their pack.
Dogs are like Santa Claus. They know when you're sleeping. They know when you're awake.
Yeah, they know if they should be begging for food, when they can have an opportunity. They know everything.
They know why I'm yelling at them.
They do. I mean, my dog, good Lord, over the weekend, it's one of those deals where I just walked in from a cigarette. The dog made eye contact with me, and just like a child, everything in its face said, "Don't find the thing I just did that I wasn't gonna." So now I'm like, "Damn it, man!" So I have to walk around, and I found what it was. And she's worried I would find, but like I would not have thought to look for this, except as soon as I looked at you with zero suspicion, her face just like guilty.
Mm-hmm. So I did it.
So she won't be one of those dogs playing poker in the picture.
You know what? Those dogs were smart dogs. My dog would lose all of her money, and she has zero poker face.
That's the only way you know that picture of the dogs playing poker is fake.
That's right.
Because all
dogs, if they tried to bluff, they'd be guilty, and they'd look at you weird.
I don't have a full house.
You're right, I don't have it.
I'll check.
That's the only reason.
Two-thirds of Americans wouldn't move.
That's the only reason why that picture is fake.
Don't mind the thumbs. Two-thirds of Americans would move to another country for a job that paid more.
People would move anywhere for a job that paid more.
That's what you get jobs for.
Because they paid more.
Yeah. I mean,
well, sure, you have a really good job. Right? You don't care. You got enough money.
Some big firm in Vancouver, B.C. offered you a gig and paid you five times as much money. Wouldn't you be there?
Boom. Absolutely.
Yeah, you would.
Especially if it's easier cost of living.
Right.
A man went on a tirade inside of a Popeyes, quote, hurling the N-word at multiple customers, and you will never guess what happened next.
At a Popeyes?
I bet I can.
You know what, maybe you can guess, but I'll tell you about 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Lori. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
Hola.
I love your show.
Well, thank you very much, Lori.
We love you, too.
That's awfully kind. Lori, do you understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah, I play it when I'm working.
I hope you scream out answers randomly at work so that people can think that you're a racist. All right. Here is your story. And me and Mike Hawk were talking about this earlier. It's kind of a fascinating story. Here it is. A man serving life for murder claims that he has served this sentence because he died during a medical emergency. Now, court has denied his request to be released because if he can make such a plea, he must still be alive. Now, the 66-year-old man, he was convicted of beating a man to death back in 1997, and he's been behind bars ever since. He says his heart stopped five times at a hospital in March of 2015, where he'd been taken from the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison. Now, years earlier, he had signed a do-not-resuscitate agreement. But medical staff called his brother in Texas, who told them that if he was in pain, they could give him something to ease that. Otherwise, they were specifically to allow him to die. Well, doctors administered IV fluids, just IV. The IV, and they operated him to fix damage on my kidney stones. But anyway, his heart stopped five times. Technically, he was dead. So he's been arguing that he was sentenced to life, not, quote, life plus one day. So he has to be released back in April of last year, something the Iowa Appeals Court has now ruled against. Basically, they said either he's alive or he's dead. And if he's alive, then he must remain in prison, or he's dead, in which case the appeal is moot. His point being, I had a life sentence. I've already died. Now I'm back to life. Let's start new. Do you believe this man with the clever, clever, clever idea is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Oh, that's a tough one. Either white or black, but I'm going for white.
Go
for white?
There's not a lot to go on, except it's Iowa.
It's Iowa, but look, I don't care who you are. I would try that defense myself. Like, hey, technically, I died, man. Life sentence is over.
Five times. Yeah. Okay, Laura, you going to stick with the white final answer?
Yeah, I'll stick with white final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, profile this. We got a man who served a life sentence for murder and said his sentence should be overturned. Why? Because medical personnel brought him back to life five separate occasions.
That's
although
correct.
He had a do not resuscitate order on him, they brought him back to life. Technically, he died five separate times. But the court ruled against the fact that he actually completed his sentence.
Producer had the do not resuscitate thing. That's an agreement that he signed as a felon currently serving his sentence, which made Mike Hawk and I wonder, why sign it? Apparently it means nothing, right? So the legal system decided it means nothing. I get everyone. I get the court sign on this. I get his sign on this. Like, hey, it's a life sentence. I died. Although that said, one thing about a life sentence, generally speaking, it does not mean life. It means 50 years. Right? 50 okay. years. That's what a life sentence on average works out to. But whatever, we're splitting hairs. Lori, we asked you if this very clever inmate was black, white, Mexi, or Asian. And sure, there was not a lot to go on, but in the end, you went white. Why is that?
Just sounds like something a white guy would do.
Listen, Lori, I'm going to say this, and I don't know this to be true. I have not been in this position, but as a black man, if I have a life sentence and I die five times, I'm trying the exact same crap he did. I feel like anybody that might have that as an argument would use it. All of that said, okay. You are correct.
Very good, very good. All right, nice job. Technically, he died five times.
He did, but I want to say, on average, a life sentence, and maybe it changes by state, they say life, but it's 50 years. So that's why you'll give someone 9 life sentences. As a kid, I remember asking my dad, like, what is the point of that? And he said, for eligibility of parole. They make sure that no matter what, you're not outliving.
Okay. Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Exciting day, Miles.
It's an exciting day.
It's a very exciting day. I'm going to give you some options here today. We'll see if these jokes are written by me or my staff.
Mm-hmm.
It's your staff.
You do have a staff now.
Well,
people come up and give you suggestions, right? Every once in a while.
They do.
But okay. Is that a staff? People come up and give us suggestions. I don't feel like they're on staff as much as they have an opinion.
Well, no, my staff works well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But if my staff writes good jokes, they get a burger.
Oh, nice. So you pay them in burgers. That's fantastic. Okay. Yeah, well, unlike the talk show host, they get paid thousands and thousands of dollars. So the game is.
Is it 10 or is it late?
All right, Ted, who are our choices in 10 or is it late night?
As always, we have the Jimmys.
The Jimmys, we have Fallon, and we have Kimmel.
David Spade. Which, his show is phenomenal. I really am enjoying that show at night. Or Bill Maher.
Oh, I think we've got a pretty good idea here. Maybe where we're going. Okay.
Lego is launching Braille bricks for blind children. Aren't they always in Braille?
Lego is launching Braille bricks for blind children. Aren't they already in Braille? All mine were.
That one was a little rough.
That's why you know it's David Spade.
A guy in Michigan broke into an apartment last week, but he didn't realize the dude inside does medieval-style combat and had a bunch of weapons around. So he got chopped with a battle axe and ran away bleeding. He's now facing charges. This now justifies every nerd that owns a sword.
He says,
that's a Mike Hawk.
That's a Mike Hawk.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Right.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah. Good one, Mike.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's getting close to a roll red.
Yeah, but it's your team of writers, so we're technically right.
let's see. Stop making Terminator movies. We can watch Grandma fight the machines at home. This week, she had to change the clock on the stove.
Bill Maher, based on the delivery.
Bill Maher.
Stop making Terminator movies. We can watch Grandma fight the machines at home. This week, she had to change the clock on the stove.
She's not alone.
Someone messed up the schedule at a Waffle House in Alabama this month, and only one employee showed up for a Saturday night shift. So 3 random customers pitched in by running food, bussing tables, and doing dishes. But if you're eating at a Waffle House on Saturday night, aren't you always a shift away?
Fallon.
Kimmel.
Ted Smith!
Oh, good joke. Nice work.
It's Saturday night.
That's ours, bro. Yeah. It's funny.
We're all a couple beers away from working at the Waffle House.
Sure. Yeah, we'll jump in. I'd love to cook food at the Waffle House.
It'd be great.
Right, because you have a weird fantasy with working in a restaurant. Yeah. Because you never worked in
one. I know, exactly. Exactly.
All right, let's see. Microsoft tested a four-day work week in Japan, and productivity went up 40%. Kids in China were like, hey, can we try scaling it back to 6.5 work days a week? Or maybe just see what happens? Maybe just try it. If it doesn't work, we can go back to 7, but maybe add some food.
Ooh, that's deep.
Bill Maher.
David Spade?
Microsoft tested a four-day work week in Japan, and productivity went up 40%. Kids in China were like, hey, can we try scaling it back to a 6.5-day work week? Maybe just to see what happens. I mean, why not just try it? If it doesn't work, we can go back to 7. I mean, oh, maybe add food, too. Throw that in.
Yeah, after that cutting, generally, it's going to be David Spade or Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm. Harsh, but funny.
Right? Let's see. Also, I would be remiss if I did not mention a sports team throw that I love very much. The Seattle Sounders FC won a MLS Cup. So congrats to the Sounders, and congrats to all the Seattle Sounders fans that showed up. Amazing. And showed out that day. I'm sure people all around the country watched the game. And, I mean, to be there, be part of it was just awesome.
It was great, man. It was great. My son was just blown away by it. He's been going to the Sounders games with me the last couple of games. He's old enough now where we don't have to leave at halftime without me cussing him out. So we're there. He was just, to me, that was the most remarkable thing. It's like, look, we won the game. That feels good. The crowd's going crazy. But to see him absorb it and really just take it in.
And let me ask you a question on a different level of being a parent.
Because the hell do you want?
Because every weekend.
But you mind your business.
You're going into you go into dad soccer mode, too.
I do.
And I do. And your son's a good player.
He is a good player, yeah.
So does he watch the game now with more of an interest in what the team is doing on the field as far
he
as
does.
The strategy and stuff like that?
Listen, I love my son to death, man. I mean this. Honestly, and look, if you have a kid, if you have a son, I hate to say it, they suck by comparison. But listen, he's just a good kid. So we're watching the game yesterday, and I've been beating it into his head all season. Like, look, man, is the coach on the team he's on is an outstanding coach. This coach, to me, top of the line. He's working with 7 and 8 year old kids, but it's these kids locked in, dialed in, and they understand, most importantly, why they're being asked to do what they do. Like, if you deal with kids, you understand the why is the thing, right? So they get that. Yesterday, we were watching the game, and he's watching what they do, and the formations, how they know where to pass, the fact that they can do the no-look passes, and it's all the stuff the coach has been telling you. Obviously, you're not on that level, but he can see why it matters, right? And essentially, it comes down to the fundamentals. There was a point, and I didn't do it, but I am watching the game. I am into the game. This is the championship game. And, bro, I know you're watching everything that's going on. I'm going to be like, boy, if you ask me one more question, there's got to be a game. Like, man. Just. But I was cool where I'm like, because he's like, well, when they do the. I'm like, man, I know. God damn it, I know. Just watch the game. But yeah, he does watch, and that's what makes me happy, because you can see kind of in his head, like, look. This is the bird's eye view of what your coach is asking you to do. You can see why it's effective. This is a championship game, and all they are doing are the fundamentals. That's it, right? And you got your fundamentals down, man. Everything goes forward from there. So he has a vested interest, and it's been really cool. Look, he went to his first NFL game. He's a Seahawks fan. I'm a Ravens fan, right? And he's born and raised in Seattle, so I let it go. Good news for him, the Ravens won, so he can still live in my home. But, what was it, 3 weeks ago, we went to that. That's his first NFL game. And the crowd was insanely loud, which is awesome for him. He was blown away. Had a great time. His team lost, but he still had a great, great time. Take him to the game yesterday. Same stadium, different part of the stadium we're sitting, but here's a team he's been watching all season live. You know, we physically go there, and to watch them play this, man, this has been a spectacular sports month. That said, I went to one game without my son, which had been the Baltimore Ravens and Baltimore taking on the New England Patriots, and I told you we'd whip your tired ass, and we did. So teams that are listening, if you lose to the Patriots, it's because you suck. They're tired old men that run four plays. I'm just putting it out there.
It's a system quarterback.
It's a system. Look, man.
It's funny. A couple weeks ago on my podcast, we were talking about how sports fans, right? You're just not realistic about stuff.
You can't be.
So we went on for like 10 minutes about how hard it is to run on a dead sprint and catch a ball over your shoulder.
Okay.
Right? Like you see in football all the time.
Yeah.
So I had a group of friends who were watching college football. Some dude drops a ball like that. They're like, God, you suck. Like, you were awful. It's like we had forgotten. They were like, we were already the guys.
We just said you can't.
Yeah, but imagine you're so good you can make one touch with your foot and continue on at that same speed.
Ugh.
You know, like if you can catch the ball with your hands, that's one thing. You're already in motion. But to catch and stop a ball
in full sprint, you know what I mean, and just give a touch.
That
and
is
just
another
go.
Thing.
That's impressive to me.
Live sports have been in my world in the last month or so, and the one thing I've definitely, you can be a fan, you can not be a fan, but as you get older, the one thing you openly admit is, even the guys that suck are really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dear
yeah.
God,
yeah.
Man.
That's why you watch tennis and go, I can do that.
Until you do it.
Then you go, I'm terrible.
Yeah. Every time I try to play tennis again, I get my butt whooped. This is kind of sad news, but everybody's been hearing it. So, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, right? They're always back-to-back.
Right.
Yes.
I just found out recently in some areas, Wheel of Fortune comes on second.
See, it doesn't make sense
right?
to me.
What?
Shocking.
Yeah.
I'm with you, dude.
See, you thought it was just a package.
Yeah.
Or it's Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
No. They got to increase the intellectual level as you watch.
That's what I think.
Well, some people think smelling
what?
Spelling makes you smart.
Or smelling, yes.
Oh, some people. Some people.
Obviously, I'm not one of them.
I would say not you.
Gosh, why does this happen to me every time I got to read one of these stories? So, Alex Trebek, we know, has been suffering from health concerns. A Wheel of Fortune host, Pat Sajak, he had to have emergency surgery to correct a blocked intestine last week. Everything went well, but Vanna White will host the show while he recovers.
I got to be honest with you. I really want to see that. Look, I don't think she's dumb. It's not that. I've heard her speak. She's a reasonable woman. It's just that in, 30, 35 years she's been doing it, you have every reason to believe
that she can speak.
That she's a blinding idiot, right? And she's not. I know she's not. But hosting a show versus... But basically, the iPad touchscreen they have now for Letter of the Litter for it's just, it's a big deal. I hope she crushes
it. Well, she's done it once in 1996.
Oh so she's good.
Okay. Right. They co-hosted the show together since 83. Kind of an interesting note here. They're in the middle of taping Disney Week. So it sounds like they'll have Mickey Mouse turning the letters.
Get out of here.
Are you being serious?
That's awesome.
You're being serious right now.
We just got to touch him. He just has to touch him now. You don't have to turn him. You just touch it. He can touch the thing. Hope it's not heat sensitive, but he can touch it.
He's only got four fingers, but he can... Listen, he's if got, a four-finger mouse can do the job, right?
Does he have four or
he's
just
got three?
He's got
the temperature of
because,
a dead mouse.
And I read this. They went to four fingers because, I want to say, at the time that they originally started drawing some of these Disney characters, they realized it was just easier to draw. Trying to draw a normal-looking hand is... one of the more difficult endeavors in the world of art. And anyone would tell you that. When you just draw a fat, gloved, four-finger hand, it's much easier. So believe it or not, Mickey, they couldn't draw well enough to do what they wanted to do, so he's a four-fingered, well, he's a four-finger
dude. Dude, do me a favor. Check out Four Finger Death Punch. They're great. You'll love them. They have one less finger,
right.
But they're still great.
Do they play faster or slower?
I think they play slower.
There's a few notes you just don't hear. Tell my uncle.
It's not quite as intense as five finger.
No, not quite as intense. For the kids. Four finger death punch.
Four finger. To be honest with you, I'm going to watch your host. Just because I got to see Mickey up there flipping letters.
Listen,
sure.
If you're not someone I know to watch Wheel of Fortune, I have no problem with Wheel of Fortune, but I would not make it a destination thing. If you tell me, and this is so stupid, am I that old now? You tell me Vanna White's going to host it, and Mickey Mouse is doing the letters. I'm like, I'm so in.
I'm with you. I never watch it. It's terrible at spelling. It's a very hard game. But yeah, Mickey's in there flipping letters.
Vanna's hosting.
Well, I hope they got Pat unblocked.
Yeah, as far as whatever successful was the surgery went successfully.
Yeah.
I like how that didn't even come up in the story. Yeah, dude, Vanna and Mickey.
Ted, this is one of my first early moments of not being starstruck.
I said everything went well.
Or anything crazy, but...
for Vanna.
I was working for a radio station in Annapolis, Maryland, and we had three radio stations at the time, mm-hmm. but one of the radio stations that my boss had, he sold to Pat Sajak.
Right.
So one of the stations, and I did production and did all kinds of things for all three radio stations. But when Pat Sajak bought the radio station, he still needed to do someone to do the same job that I was doing.
All right.
So like anything else, he said, look, I'll pay you to do that. You can still come over to WNAV. You can still do the commercials. You can do all that. And I'll write you a personal check. You know, we'll settle on an amount. And, you know, so that was fine with me because it was more money. And I was still making the same amount of money I was when it was just two stations. So I'm like, no problem. This is an agreement that everyone had. We'll all do this. I come home from dinner one night, and this is when you have an answering machine. And there's a blinking light, like always. And I press the button and say, hey, Miles, Pat Sajak.
I got a check for you. You need to stop down and pick it up this week if you can. Thank you, and we'll keep doing this until we...
So I have this message on my answering machine. It's Pat Sajak. And at the time, it couldn't have been like 10 years earlier, there was a character called Ed Grimley.
Yeah. Oh,
on
God.
Saturday
yeah,
Night
yeah.
Live, there was Martin Short, who was just Martin so Short, excited yeah, yes. about Pat Sajak. You know, it's such a great thing. And so, like, I did that. I danced up on my couch, like, oh, it's Pat Sajak, I must say. Oh, my God. He called me. Like, you know what I mean?
You still have it.
I kept the micro cassette for the amount of time that I had that answering machine.
Yeah, but I was too.
It was still Pat Sajak. Like, it's Pat Sajak.
I mean, we joke about Pat Sajak, but if he walked in here right now, he'd be like,
Pat Sajak.
I'm Sajak.
Man, are you short?
This sounds stupid. One of my... The very nascent version of this show, if you will. One of the first interviews we got. It's on an AM station, middle of the day. 8 people listen. And one of them's my mom, right? Like, that's how small this is. Got an interview with Pat Sajak. I cannot explain it, but, like, in my mind, I'm like, you've hit the big time, dog. Mm-hmm. And you were talking to Pat. And I kept telling him, like, dude, this is great. And he's like, oh, come on. I mean, like, he's like, no, it's not.
Oprah, of course, who's very realistic about a lot of things.
Winfrey or Johnson down the road?
Winfrey.
Ah, okay.
Oprah, Elvis, Madonna.
Yeah.
Share.
She released her favorite things, the holiday gift guide.
Oh,
are they in anyone's reach?
You mean like an $878 espresso machine?
So well, no. That's, I mean, that's...
No.
As far as an espresso machine is concerned, those are not cheap units.
For Christmas?
I'd be mad.
What about a 6-ounce bottle of hot sauce that cost $35?
That's a little excessive. It must be something that's so concentrated that you just, you know, like perfume.
It's got coriander in it. I don't want hot sauce with coriander.
I don't
in
want
it.
That.
Seems like it goes against the essence of hot sauce.
This
coriander is that cilantro or is that cumin I'm thinking of?
It is cilantro still in seed form.
Okay.
I would say I don't want Oprah buying any gifts.
Just imagine if somebody offers me something with coriander. That's how it is.
Oh, would you like some coriander in your hot sauce?
You get coriander. No, I don't want that in my hot sauce.
Yeah, I guess I'll take a spot of tea, too, mate.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here in Hawaii, where a man doing yard work slips through a lava tube in the ground and falls 20 feet to his death. A man who says his life sentence is over after dying and being brought back to life after taking last breath. Meanwhile, a Texas woman who was legally declared dead but is still alive. Man finds out that hurling N-bombs around in a Popeyes does not jive. And shocking headline is sex offender gropes Princess Ariel at Disney World in front of his wife. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We make our way to Popeyes, where the hysteria behind the infamous chicken sandwich continues.
It's a chicken sandwich, people.
Right? Can we calm down just a little bit?
No, we cannot, Mike.
Good gravy. A video posted online shows a man waiting for his sandwich while screaming at other customers in the restaurant, taunting them, threatening them, and using the N-word.
At a Popeyes.
At a Popeyes.
Okay.
At a fried chicken restaurant.
All right. After you do you, bro.
Okay. Did you see the video of the woman who got body slammed in the parking lot doing the same exact thing?
No, I did not.
It's brutal.
She dropped an N-bomb and then...
Oh, she dropped more than one.
And down she went.
I saw the guy that... was dropping in bombs, and he went outside, and they beat him up, and took a sandwich.
And they stole a sandwich. I was about to say, after he leaves the restaurant, the video cuts to the aftermath of his actions, showing him on the ground having been beaten and his sandwich stolen.
Yeah, that's how that works.
And I want to say, again, that was, like, in an area where I grew up, like...
Really?
Dude. Yeah, which just is crazy.
Where
like,
he...
There's a lot of black people there. Why would you go to a restaurant
he was, like,
and say
the
that?
Only white dude right. in there that I saw.
Where he exactly. was, and then the place you chose to go in the place where he was, like... Are you sure you want to say that?
Right.
Look, I'm not here to protect racists, but just human being to fellow human being, like, bro, do it in the places most people do, like, well, there's no black people, right?
Right.
You can be a coward, and you can be a coward safely. Don't be stupid.
Don't put your hand on the stove and tell me that your hand burns.
Well, okay. All right.
I mean, God.
You do you.
Again, can we all calm down with this doggone sandwich? It can't be that good. People are dying over this doggone thing.
Well, some people say it's really good.
But still.
Again.
A buddy of mine just posted today he had one. He was like, you got to get one. They're really good.
I'll say this.
Really?
Even if it's the most delicious thing ever, inevitably. It's a chicken sandwich from Popeye's.
Right. They will make more.
It already worked. I want a chicken sandwich now.
Okay, but that's fine, because you're going to wait in line and get one.
You're dropping an N-bomb about it? Do you want one that
bad? Just wait.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, this dude wanted one more than you.
Tired of waiting behind all you.
Oh, God. All you in the moon.
In other news, covered earlier today, but it deserves repeating, an inmate in Iowa serving a life sentence believes that he has served his term and is qualified to be released from prison. The man developed kidney stones, which caused complications that led to septic poisoning, and he eventually slipped into unconsciousness and actually died. Despite the DNR that the man had, he was resuscitated 5 times after his heart stopped, and he was brought back to life. Now the man says that he feels that he has paid his debt of a life sentence, but the first-degree murder count that he was serving for many may say otherwise.
I mean, you know, look, he's not going to get out of this, I guess.
No, he's not.
But, and I understand both sides of the argument. The court goes like, look, man, you understand that this isn't how it works. The flip side is, Mike, you and I were talking about this, just the fact since he's been incarcerated, he signed a do not resuscitate order.
Exactly.
And whether he's a felon or not, the Fed agreed, okay, you know, do not resuscitate.
Right.
But then you did. And at that point, it's kind of like, well,
you know what?
You can't torture the guy. Like, he said don't resuscitate, and you brought him back like you're going back to prison.
When I look for news stories to bring up on this show, I generally just look at the headline, and then after I pick out the headline, I will read the story later. The headline said it all for me. I thought it was hilarious. It's clever. It's funny. All right, yeah, let's put it in there. Then I started reading it, and the fact that the guy signed a DNR and they brought him back, it's like, this guy actually has a little bit that he can talk about here that, you know what, I was dead.
Right.
I
he'll
want
lose
to come
his
back.
Court case. And I understand why he'll lose his court case. But all I would say is just this. Like, look, he's going to lose his court case. We all get why. I'm not siding with him. But don't have anyone sign that thing if it doesn't matter. Like, if it doesn't mean anything, then why'd you waste anyone's time signing?
Sure,
that's stupid.
I'm sure the Iowa taxpayers will thank you for bringing him back to life.
So wasting people's time, I think it's the biggest crime you can do. If it doesn't matter, then don't sign it.
Speaking of dead people, we head to Texas where a woman in her 70s has found herself in a bit of an issue. She was attempting to pick up her prescriptions, but her bank card kept getting declined. After some digging, she discovered that all of her services had been shut down because she had been declared dead legally. After going to the Social Security offices, they said that it could take up to 45 days to, quote, resurrect her. She doesn't get access to anything, Robin. Nothing at all. They shut down her bank accounts. She doesn't get her Social Security checks. She can't go to the grocery store. She can't get her prescriptions for the different kinds of ailments and medications that she needs because she's dead.
So
it's going to take her 45 days to bring her back.
How does it take 40? Because if that's the case, can I tell my mortgage company? That'll be 45. Look, I know it's the system we're in, and we get set up to lose all the time. I get it. But, like, sometimes, just make an exception, right?
Right.
In this case, like, me, fine. Whatever. Crap happens. I have problems with my bank right now. But they don't think I'm dead.
Right.
Which goes a long way, but how does it take you 45 days to establish someone's alive when you are, in fact, speaking of her name?
And I'm trying to figure out why they thought that she was dead. You know, I'm trying to think of some kind of scammer that would say, Betty's dead,
Betty's dead.
We need to collect
some more check. Mike, on the flip side, a friend of mine died 5 years ago, and his wife has been fighting with Facebook the entire time to try to get his face and his likeness and all that off Facebook because of the community part
right.
of it. Sometimes there's not some good things.
They don't take them off.
He's still on there. They can't get it taken down. He's still a user.
I mean, Looney's still on there.
Right.
Right.
I mean, Facebook's horrible. Look, Zuckerberg is sucking, dude. He's one of the worst people on earth. But with the banks, like, look, man, this is business.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't personal.
This is business.
Money.
Like
right?
The men's room on Facebook.
Don't.
We head down to Florida where a former sex offender has been arrested, and you'll never guess why.
Why?
You guessed it's expense.
Sex offending?
And in the happiest place on earth, no less. The man was spending the day in Disney World with his wife when they came to the attraction featuring Ariel from The Little Mermaid. The man posed with the princess along with his wife on the other side, putting his arm around her, which already is a no-no. I didn't realize that that was a thing. You can't put your arm around the princesses.
Don't touch the princess.
Don't touch
man.
The princesses. And then eventually cupping her breast with his hand and holding it there for a few seconds while the photo was taken.
He does know that in the movie she's 16.
I was going to say most of the princesses are underage.
Right, but
no. When you're at the park, they're
I know.
Right,
exactly. I know.
The cartoon's 16.
Yeah, look, I get it, but that's an adult woman with red hair. She's kind of attractive.
Can't grab her boob.
Why
wouldn't? Mickey Mouse is a 90.
That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Yes, indeed. In the meantime, we be all up out this bed. So until we should speak again, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.